News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Street fighting and Israeli bombardment continue in Rafah a day after tanks have rolled into the centre of the southern Gaza city, sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Alistair. The latest from Rafah, what's happening, I suppose, on the ground currently?
Well, I think the most significant development from that part of Gaza is that the Israeli military say they've now got full operational control over what's known as the Philadelphia Corridor. So this is a strip of land that runs the entire length of the bottom of Gaza, between Gaza and Egypt. It's about 15 kilometers long. And they started to uncover a lot of Hamas tunnels, which went from Egypt into Gaza, which were used for smuggling goods in, including weapons. So the Israelis say they've got full control of that now, which, you know, is quite an important moment for them in their abilities and attempts to try and encircle Hamas, not just in Gaza, but also in Rafah.
Okay, so they've cut off that I suppose, route for Hamas. The Israelis, from that point of view, then would see their operation in Rafah, their operation south of Rafah, as strategically successful?
So far, yes. They have a way to go. They haven't been operating in large numbers in central Rafah yet, so there will be elements of Hamas still there, tunnels, infrastructure belonging to Hamas that the Israelis will probably, no doubt, feel that they still need to go at. But I think they are doing it at a pace that is slower than which we saw in Khan Yunis and Gaza City, deliberately not to antagonise the Americans.
Okay. This closing off of the Philadelphia corridor, this has had an impact on aid, of course, getting in. Is there any aid currently able to be accessed by agencies or the people of Gaza?
There is. I should say I'm on the road right now down to Kerem Shalom, which is the main crossing. Right down in the south near the Egyptian border, the Israeli crossing, which now is pretty much one of only two land crossings into Gaza, because the Rafah crossing from Egypt is closed since the Israeli military have been operating down there. So the UN say that over the last couple of weeks, since the Israelis went into Rafah, aid supplies have gone down by two-thirds, which is a lot.
Yeah.
The American pier, which never really, to be honest, got up and running, has collapsed because of bad seas. So that looks as though that's, excuse the pun, sunk as an idea to try and get aid in. Aid drops are still happening, but no, aid on the whole, the bigger, wider aid picture is that not enough is getting in.
Okay. Israeli comments yesterday, Alistair, about this war continuing to the end of the year. How have they been met in the Middle East?
Well, I think that probably is in a way a realistic way of looking at it. It depends on how intense it is. There's also comments from senior government figures, but also military figures, that actually this intensity of fighting that we're seeing at the moment will only last a few more weeks. There's also sort of talk, I'd only put it like that, that actually potentially the Israeli military feels it is now in a position where if there was to be a ceasefire and a hostage deal, they would feel quite comfortable that they have managed to destroy a sufficient amount of Hamas and its infrastructure that they could deal with it.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East news correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.